today. So why don't you join me as we welcome this man all the way from Umma here in Nigeria, West Africa. Let's put our hands together and make Pastor Jerry Eze feel welcome. God bless you as you take the platform. Let's sit back and listen.
People of God, don't forget your kairos. Don't forget prophecies. Don't forget crises. Don't forget transitions. And do not forget impartation. And people of God, we are shifting into our opportunities in this season. Declare again and say, I am shifting into my opportunities. Hallelujah. Your opportunities are tailor-made. Hallelujah. Your opportunities are going to come big. Hallelujah. Your opportunities are empowered by the Holy Ghost. Your opportunities, they are not flashes in the pan. Hallelujah. Your opportunities will not fade with time and seasons. Hallelujah. Your opportunities will not be hijacked by the enemy. Hallelujah. Your opportunities will not be like a candle in the wind that is blown off when it is needed. Hallelujah. Declare again, I am shifting into my opportunities. Declare again, I am shifting into my opportunities. People of God, please let me repeat again. When you see prophecies, remember an opportunity is being birthed. When God allows a man who is a carrier of grace to come around you, an opportunity is being birthed because of impartation. Whenever you see crisis, we are that generation that is not afraid of crisis. When we see crisis, we know opportunity is right there.
Pastor Jerry Eze is the dynamic founder and president of the fast-growing Streams of Joy International. A seasoned pastor and leader, a consummate conference speaker and leadership coach, the work of ministry has taken him to major platforms around the world. Pastor Jerry is also the author and publisher of the Streams of Joy Daily Devotional and a bestseller that has made its way into five continents on the globe. He loves God passionately and is truly evident in his ministry.
And I want to say another very big thank you to the great man of God, Pastor Shola, and your very dear wife for yet an opportunity to bring God's word to God's people again in the season of our supernatural shift. And I want to let everyone under the sound of my voice realize that there is a move of God spreading across nations. There is a move of God that is upturning systems. There is a move of God that is truncating structures that are against your shift in the season. And all that God requires of you today is to align yourself with the prophetic calendar of what he is making happen in this season. Now, I'm sure that you are aware that it's either a man is operating with the Gregorian calendar or the man is operating with the prophetic calendar. The will of God for your life, the agenda of heaven concerning your destiny, the entire fullness of the glory of God is encapsulated in the prophetic agenda of God concerning your life. Now, the deception of the enemy is when he causes you to focus on the Gregorian calendar. When you watch the times and seasons and you begin to ask yourself, from what the time is given me, how is it ever possible that I can become who God says I will become, reach and of course exceed the milestones that I am in or God has raised for me or I have actually raised for myself. But the truth of the matter is we are in a season and all that God is saying is that I have made boundless opportunities available for you. But then again, it is up to you to seize the opportunity. It is up to you to rise against the adversaries of your opportunity. People of God, how I know an opportunity is from God, is the battle you face with that opportunity. It's the battle you face before that opportunity. It's the battle you face when the signs of that opportunity begins to show up. Apostle Paul says, a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. If it is a great door, expect adversary. If it is a great door, expect adversity. The sign of a great door is the number of adversaries or adversities attached to it. Can I say it again? A big sign of a great door is the number of adversaries or adversities attached to it. I'm afraid you call it a great door and it came on a platter of gold. Look well again and ask yourself, is it an average door or is it a great door? All through the scriptures, the devil never fought anything that didn't threaten it. Now, can I say it one more time? The devil never fought anything that didn't threaten it. And I am here today to lift my voice against the adversaries and the adversities of your opportunity and the adversaries and the adversities of your supernatural shift. Enough is enough of your handing over what belongs to you to the enemy. Enough is enough of your abdicating your spiritual responsibilities to the accuser of our brethren. Enough is enough of your running away from your assignment just because you want to patronize the words of the wicked against you. Enough is enough of accepting who you are not in order to dance to the tune and the rhythm of the wicked one against you. I came to announce to you, Hamaduka, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and only the violent will take it by force. I am here to announce to you that when you become restless, and another scripture say when you can't take it anymore, you will break the yoke off your neck. And so you are not wrong if you say, Pastor Jerry, are we dealing with adversaries tonight? You are correct. For the God of peace have put Satan under our feet. And tonight is about enforcement. Tonight is about drawing the line and letting the devil know this far and no farther. And today is about announcing to the kingdom of hell, there's a baby on our inside. He calls Anteleka. Habalekaza. Habasa. He's about letting the devil know there is a destiny that we carry. We cannot abort this baby. We cannot abort the agenda of God. We cannot miscarry purpose. We cannot miscarry focus. We cannot miscarry eternal deposit that are on our inside. Somebody screams, said the devil is a liar. I need you to thunder it louder and scream from the bottom of your belly and say, the devil is a liar. For it was a mandate that he gave Amatosi, and he said, I've given you dominion. For the Bible says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. And so whenever there is a building, he could have said, there is an onslaught of an attack. He said, I will build my church. Please be mindful. He did not say the gate of hell will not fight. The gates of hell will fight, but he says the gates of hell will not prevail. And so when God is building your spirit man, I want you to watch around the corner. There is a hydra headed demon that is trying to launch an attack. When God is beginning to build your future, I'm afraid to let you know that there is a leviathan somewhere that wants to scuttle the plan of God. But scream it again, say the gates of hell will not prevail. I feel like you should thunder it louder again. Say the gates of hell will not prevail. Scream it from the bottom of your belly again and say the gates of hell will not prevail. And people of God, I present to you Handokasa, a young man whose life was filled with a great opportunity of becoming. I present to you a young man who generations yet unborn, including my generation that is alive today, celebrates the mercy and the grace of God upon his life. I present to you a man, even though he lived in the old covenant, I saw a lot of the new covenant principles be made manifest in his life. Oh, Barakaza, this is a man that even in heaven, he is realized and he is still known. Even though many years ago, he lived and died a flawed man. And the question is, how did he maximize? How did he come to the threshold of becoming? How did his light suddenly bust out for the nations to recognize? In one of those landmark victories, in one of those landmark changes, in one of those historical moments that was going to be a watershed in his rising to become who God wants him to be, something really happened. Something was about to scuttle his opportunity. But again, we are going to diagnostically look at what wanted to rip him or tried to take away the opportunity of him and how he responded. When we look at these things that try to steal that opportunity of his becoming, it is the same thing till today that is trying to steal your divine opportunity. It is the same thing that is still trying to take away what God has given to you. Please, if you have your Bible, open the scripture to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 28. Now this was when David came and heard the Philistine named Goliath, and Goliath was screaming, Goliath was talking down on God's people, Goliath was intimidating everyone, Goliath was acting like he was God, Goliath was actually speaking words of fear into the soldiers of Israel, and the Bible says every one of them ran away. Nobody could stand Goliath. Every one of them went into hiding, and David went and started asking questions, and as soon as he showed up, the guy with a different oil, the man with a different mantle, the guy who saw what people call threat as an opportunity. And so he began to ask, and then he said, what shall be done to the man who is going to waste this guy, because it's nothing but a loaf of bread. I'm not a better still. A loaf of bread is better than this guy. I say, what shall be done? And people of God, the first thief of opportunity came. And I know that you are saying Goliath is the first adversity or adversary against David's opportunity of becoming. Can I bet to disagree with you? And that is, I'm not talking about Goliath. I'm going to talk about the first adversary or adversity against David's becoming. And we are going to look at seven things that this particular adversary represents. And I'm talking about no other person than who we are going to find in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 28. The Bible says, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? Can I read it one more time? And this was the spirit of Eliab. This was what I call the spirit of Eliab, the spirit that steals opportunity, the adversity against your shift. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? Our Father, we ask, oh God, my deep, that you bring illumination to our spirit as we deal with adversaries and adversities against our opportunities, against our divine shift, against our rising, people of God. The Bible describes Eliab as soon as he showed up before David, that he came with anger. People of God, I know that you want me to point at your father's house as the first adversity. I know that you might probably think of me trying to expose one witch's coven as the first adversary or adversity. The first thing that Eliab showed up with was negative emotion. It was anger. Hando kozaka. Ahab, Eliab showed up with negative emotion. Do you know the first adversary and adversity you may have to deal with for the shift that is coming your way? It is negative emotion. Do you know there were seasons that God wanted to shift you prophetically? There were seasons that God wanted to shift you in career. He wanted to shift you in business. All of a sudden, emotion of fear came. All of a sudden, emotion of doubt came in. All of a sudden, emotion that does not represent the will of God concerning your life. You know why I am careful to speak about this adversity? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And why I am careful to speak about this is that every time the Spirit of God communicates with your spirit, it is transferred to your soul. And your soul is the seat of the emotions. He is the seat of your will. He's the seat of your desire. And if the devil wants to strike your emotions, he strikes your mind. He strikes your soul. He strikes your emotions. Don't you agree with me that you could have been more than you are if you threw away every negative emotion? Don't you agree with me that you could have risen beyond where you are if you threw away the emotion of lust? You invited demons that you did not need because of the emotions. Your emotions were like a magnet, magneting what you did not need. Hambaleka, can you rise on your feet wherever you are? Raise your right hand like you truly believe it and decree after me. Say, every negative emotion, declare it against it. Every negative emotion, I command you, die. Say, negative emotions, die. Say, negative emotions, die. Open your mouth and make it a prayer. Emotions of fear, emotions of doubt, emotions of depression, emotions of fear of the future, it is the spirit of Eliab. It is the spirit of Eliab. It is your first adversity. We command it. Disappear, 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 disappear in the name of Jesus. And people of God, the first adversary, the first adversity was the emotion. The Bible says the anger of Eliab was kindled. Hamanaka, negative emotion rose. In Kala, I pray for you in the season of your transition. Madakadaka, may your next season not be hijacked with negative emotion. Have you not seen in the scripture how emotions broke greatness from the lives of people? Did you see how the emotion of lust crippled the destiny of the great man called Samson? Do you see how the emotion of lust almost crippled the destiny of David and his lineage? And so you gotta let go of the nigga. The Bible says Eliab came with anger against David. I will not let negative emotions cripple what God is doing in my life. I will not let negative emotions hijack what the new season God is bringing me into. And people of God, it is important as we read again and we find out what Eliab said to David. And Eliab said, why camest thou down hither? And he says, why did you come here? Why did you come here? He said, why did you come here? And if you look at Ahab's explanation of why David came, it wasn't why David came. As far as he's concerned, stop talking about fighting Goliath. You are here to give us food. Stop talking about what matter that is bigger than you. You are nothing but an errand boy sent to your brothers who are soldiers on the battlefield. Can I say about the next adversity you gotta deal with? His adversity against your purpose. David was sent to work. He was sent on assignment. Go and give your brother food. Madaka, it was his father that sent him on that assignment. My father's assignment, my earthly father's assignment is not my purpose. And David says, my father sent me, but I'm going to decide and I'm going to discern my purpose in my assignment. Amalaka, in other words, David was simply trying to say it to the brother Eliab, my purpose is bigger than the way you're trying to define me. My purpose is bigger than how you're trying to describe me. My purpose is bigger than what you're trying to say. People of God, there is a battle against your purpose. There is a battle against your purpose. And when purpose is lost, every other thing turns to become a wishful thinking. And I came to say, he asked, Eliab asked, why? Why came us down here, Hida? I know why you came. You came just to see the battle. I know why you came. Didn't you just come to give us food? There is a battle against your purpose. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, there was a purpose. He endured the cross. I came to remind someone, keep your eyes on your purpose. Keep your eyes on what he told you. Keep your eyes on the glory he showed you. Keep your eyes on what he said to you 2 years ago. It is still very valid. Keep your eyes on the purpose of advancement. Keep your eyes on the purpose of a greater future. Keep your eyes on what he said. He never told you the journey will be easy, but he said, I will bring you to the expected end. There is a battle against your purpose. This is the reason why some days you wake up, you don't feel like it anymore. It's a battle against your purpose. There are days you second guess yourself and you ask yourself, am I even good enough for what God said about me? It's a battle against your purpose. There are days you get mentally exasperated. There are days you say to yourself, I'm even tired of being tired. It's a battle against your purpose. There are days you wonder, should I go left or should I go right? A little bit of confusion. You seem not to find a compass to click onto, to hang going to, it's a battle against your purpose. But no matter what happens, don't go anywhere. No matter what happens, stay on your purpose. No matter what happens, God is saying, hold on to me. I am the anchor for your life. Would you stand on your feet, raise your right hand, declare, say, any battle against my purpose. Say, any battle against my purpose. Say, right now, be broken by fire. Be broken by fire. Be broken by fire. Be broken by fire. Open your mouth. Hebata, hipoke, elende, ejabude, korabadi, hilakodizi, hemata, kolebe, ejobodokoto, rakatuki, hilakatebe, ezemeneho, ezakata, alabaroto, izakati, emenekola, ezebedeke, azatali, ejapatoko, rakatuzibe, indekelebe, arabalaka, azabaleka, amanokora, hilakara, amatada, alakorabasa, aradadada, elekodebese, ejebedeya, in the name of Jesus. And that was Eliab saying to David, your why is nothing but something infinitesimal. And David replied, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And in other words, what you are referring as my purpose is not my cause. In other words, what you are referring as my why, to as my why, is not my why. It's not my why. Closely following, did you hear another adversity you are going to deal with right now? And these are the things, they come as satanic manipulations. They come as ordinances of hell. They come as handwritings of darkness. And Eliab said, I know why you came. You came to see the battle. You just came to see the battle. Are you for real, Eliab? In other English, Eliab is saying, I know you are just a spectator. You are just a spectator. You are neither a soldier. You don't even look like it. You don't have the stamina. You don't have the biceps. You don't have the experience. You are not even trained. And that is why I know all you showed up for is to be a spectator. Andarabakaza, wherever you are, say, spirit of Eliab, you are a liar. Say it again, say, spirit of Eliab, you are a liar. Say it again, like you mean, say, spirit of Eliab, you are a liar. Somebody thunder, I'm not a spectator. I can never be a spectator. I'm afraid I came here to deal with every adversity. Stand on your feet and raise your right hand and declare, say, right now, powers that want to turn my destiny into spectatorship, I disagree. I disagree. I disagree. Say, powers that want to reduce my destiny to spectatorship, say, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. Say, I did not come to just see and look. I came to fulfill destiny. Amanakada. Say, every covering. Say, every manipulation to reduce me as a spectator. Fire, 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 fire. Open your mouth. Break the backbone of wickedness. Imanekine lekuba bababa anshando kede lebarakadusi ikerendele emenohoro elikonihisi inuakazada ipada kodo olikara ezemeni ekonemazada aya yaya elekubaza ajabadada alada ezekoto emelekora azabalika eredereke ezebeleka ajabadikara aladada aradaka ezede. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. I'm not a spectator. Irakana in that business. I'm not a spectator in destiny. I'm not a spectator. I am not here to tell the stories of great men. I am here to be great. Abalakana. And I'm not here to tell the stories of conquerors. I am more than a conqueror. Alakada Ezebedeke Amayabalaba Ashadaka. I am not here to tell the story of how the cloud of glory moved. Abalaka. I am the glory of God Himself. Abalakode Ezekete Elebedeko Shabada. Wherever you are, thunder, I'm not a spectator. Scream it again, I am not a spectator. Shout it again, I am not a spectator. Hey, say it again, I'm not a spectator. Shout it again, I'm not a spectator. Thunder it again, I'm not a spectator. For the last time, scream it again, I am not a spectator. And I came to remind someone, you are not a spectator. No matter the lies the devil is telling against you, you are not a spectator. And Kosaka, whatever you need right now, has been made available to you. Coverings of darkness, manipulations of your clock, of your destiny clock. Hamanabasokotola, far powers from your father's house, turning you into a spectator. Rekodebasakata, every fear that has turned you into a spectator. I announce that they have been broken. They have been broken. They have been broken. Your failures of yesterday, whose voices are loud, speaking to you and say, just watch. Don't try again, so that you don't feel like at other times. They are liars. You are not a spectator. Wherever you are again, thunder say, I'm not a spectator. And people of God, that is not all. And Eliab turned again, and then he said unto David, he said, by the way, whom did you leave the few sheep? Whom did you leave the few sheep that you are just carrying about in the wilderness? Now, people of God, do you know that what David was focused on at the moment is Goliath? Goliath, David was going about asking, what can be done to the man that will kill this man? The sheep of David was in his yesterday. That was not the focus of the now. He was not the focus of the now. The focus is Goliath. And Eliab came and said, come, just in case, let me remind you of what you should put your focus on. Hannah, put your focus on the bush where you are coming from. Put your focus on those little sheep that you are rearing. It's not even a large number of sheep. That is what you're focused on. Dear brother Eliab, can I announce to you, I do not deny the fact that I am rearing the sheep, but that's not my focus. The sheep is in the focus of my yesterday. Right now, the focus is on this imbecile. The focus is on Goliath that must go down. Spirit of Eliab, don't break my focus. Don't break my focus. The Bible says, and Jesus set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. There's an opportunity coming. I beg of you, don't let them break your focus. Can't you see that the buttons are changing hands? He's entering your hands in this season. Don't let them break your focus. You are not denying of your few sheep. You are not denying of your failures. But right now, there is an upgrade coming. Looking unto Jesus, that is my focus. Raise your right hand and declare, say, right now, every power attempting to break my focus, say, every power attempting to break my focus, say, right now, be broken yourself, be broken yourself, be broken yourself. Open your mouth. Me penukorada ishakatada elekurabaza lekodobosoko eradaka arabaraka ezekotole. You are barricada, already walking on the sea. Eleke, don't look at the storm. Don't look at the storm. You are already walking on the sea. Amaya, don't let them break your focus. Araba, don't break it yourself. Don't break it yourself. You are already making an impact. Don't break your focus. The devil is a liar. You have gone too far from where you started from. You have been changed daily from glory to glory. Don't break your focus. Don't you know his words are yea and amen? Don't break your focus by two immutable things. It is impossible for God to lie. Don't break your focus. Behold, I do a new thing, saith the Lord. It will spring up. And said, call your name and say, Jerry, your focus must not be broken. Say, Jerry, your focus must not be broken. Say, Jerry, your focus must not be broken. Hey, Balakada, decrease the powers that want to defocus me. I'll be broken. 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 Open your mouth. Lekede. Eshebedoko. Arakada. Ayanana. Lekorabaza. Abarakodose. Eshebedere. Arakode. Elebedeke. Asabaraka. Arabale. Lekete. Let your amen thunder. I came to remind you, there are folks that used to know you. They are the ones that the devil wants to use to break your focus. They have your CV. They know your curriculum vitae. And most of the things they know are things that are not working in your life. Don't let them break your focus. You yourself, you know you. There are times you yourself will tell you, you are not suitable for this. But don't break your focus. I beg of you, nothing must break your focus. Can I implore you one more time? Nothing must break your focus. I implore you, nothing must break your focus. You are more than you are. Nothing must break your focus. Woe to them that are ease in Zion. Nothing must break your focus. And he said to Elisha, Elijah says to Elisha, if thou shalt see me as I am taken away from you, in other English, Elisha, you have asked a hard thing, but then again, you have to contend with focus. You have to contend with focus. If thou shalt see me, people of God, you may not understand how hard it is until you consider that it was a wild wind that took Elijah up to heaven. If you know a wild wind, he's so distracting. He comes with sand. He comes with dust. He comes with wind. It is enough for Elisha to look away and to say, I can't stand this. Sand is entering my eye. Dust is entering my eye. But then again, he says, I've come too far not to lose focus. There is a mantle I must grab. I will not lose focus. Ebarakada. Asakotole. Eshabarakada. Handekoseka. Handabalaka. A season is saying, lose focus. When you look at others, it's easy to lose focus. But I came to tell you, focus on what he told you. Focus on your assignment. Focus on working on yourself. Focus on growing. Focus on becoming more. Focus on prayer. Focus on studying. Focus on his glory. Focus on his might. For we all, with unveiled faces, behold his face. Behold his glory, and we are changed from glory to glory. There must be a beholding, there must be a focusing. Holy Spirit of Eliab, you cannot break my focus. You are an adversity. Holy Spirit of Eliab, I've set my face as a flint. Try my neighbor, not me. Because I'm sold out. I am sold out. I am sold out. I am sold out. If you believe it, thunder, nothing can break my focus. And people of God, do you realize again that Eliab looks at David and says, few sheep. What you are, what is nothing but few sheep. You are nothing but a few sheep. In other words, David, you've got no capacity. David, you've got no pedigree. In other words, David, you've got no experience. I laugh at you. I laugh at you, Spirit of Eliab. Right now, it is a game of capacity. It is a game of capacity. I came to tell someone, The devil is a liar. The devil seems to be saying, you don't have capacity. You don't have what it takes. But you need to remind the devil, you are a liar. For in adding vessels, God has deposited treasures, that the excellency might be of him and not of any man. I came to tell you, there is something in your belly, but you got to stir it up. Apostle Paul speaks about stirring up the gift of God that is in you. There's something you carry. The Bible says, building up yourselves, speaking in the Holy Ghost. There is something in you. Until the alabaster was broken, we never perceived the smell from that box. I came to let you know, stop letting the devil lie to you. There's something you carry. There's a shift coming. Don't let the adversary or the adversity called, you've got no capacity, keep you down. And John cried and he said, none was found worthy to open the seal. And all of a sudden he heard a voice that said to him, John, do not cry, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Our capacity is not in ourselves. Our capacity is in he who lives in us. And he says, you are more than conqueror. And the scripture says, I will make you a sharp threshing instrument that has got teeth. And the scriptures continues to say, you will thresh the mountains. If you've ever seen a threshing board and you've seen a mountain, the threshing board does not look like it can thresh a mountain. In other words, I may not look like it, but I am wired for it. I may not look like it, but I am wired for it. It is an enemy. You know the reason why you've not taken some steps right now. You know the reason why you say it's not my thing, it's their thing. You know the reason why you've decided to take the backstage and allow all the shine. It's because you believe you don't have capacity for it. Where is that scripture that said to you and to you that is listening to me, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? You want to tell me it's for them alone? It's not for them. It is for you. You've got capacity. You want to tell me it's only for them? It is for you. You carry capacity. Apostle Paul says, no, we know man again according to the flesh. We don't judge people again according to their form. We are nekolebasa. We don't assess people again according to what we see. Because there is more. Spirit of Eliab, spirit that speaks that I've got no capacity, shut up. Spirit of Eliab, spirit that says I've got no potential, shut up. Spirit of Eliab that says I'm too small for my assignment, shut up. The spirit of Eliab that points to my failure more than my strength, shut up. The spirit of Eliab that says people like you do not thrive, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Open your mouth wherever you are. Command the spirit of Eliab, shut up, shut up. Lekorebe and sebere abarakada and sontoko lekobadi kiraba shadole herekede emesode abazakoto lebaraba. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Rekodeba asadebe and rebeleka in the name of Jesus. And people of God, do you know that Eliab is the voice? Rebara, you know Eliab? Away from now, Eliab has shown up before. Karabasa, when the children of Jesse were about to be anointed, Eliab was the first guy that showed up. He looked like it. He had the form. He had the biceps and the triceps at the right places. But God says, no, I look at the heart. I've rejected that guy. I've rejected him. He cannot be taken. He is not qualified because his heart is not the kind of heart that I want. In other words, people of God, Shabbat, when Eliab began to speak, this was the voice of the rejected speaking to the destiny of the anointed. The voice of the rejected speaking to the destiny of the anointed. Please, can I say it differently? It was a voice of rejection. He was the voice of failure. He was a voice that did not work. He was the voice of the unselected. He was the voice of the abandoned. He was the voice from yesterday. He was the voice disconnected from divine program. He was the voice made irrelevant by God. You want to speak again? You want to speak again? Shakupadaka. What is that voice? Where is that voice coming from? Why did you shut the door? Why did you abandon your assignment? Why did you start feeling depressed? Why did you start feeling awkward? Which voice spoke to you? Wherever you are, declare after me, say right now, every voice speaking lies, wickedness, speaking failure to my destiny, say right now, shut up by fire, shut up by fire. Say, I neutralize your impact, I neutralize your power, I neutralize your effect on my life. Spirit of Eliab, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Open your mouth, shut it up, shut it up, shut it up. Mede kurikidi izaka lakidima. Spirit of Eliab, shut up by fire, shut up by fire, shut up by fire. Spirit of sickness, shut up. Spirit of anxiety, shut up. Spirit of failure, shut up. Spirit that say you're not good enough, shut up. Spirit of average, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. The rejected cannot speak into the life of the anointed. The rejected cannot speak into the life of the anointed. I pray for you. Every voice speaking, every voice, I command, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken, let it be broken. Voices from your yesterday, voices from your failure, voices from things you never did well, voices from your inadequacies, voices from your ancestral home, voices of limitation, voices of spiritual embargo, be broken by fire, 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 be broken by fire. Let me hear you thunder fire. And people of God, as I tidy up, did you hear when that silly guy, the spirit of Eliab, Eliab is more than a person, Eliab is a spirit. He said, I know the pride and the haughtiness of thy heart. Yeah. Eliab, you that was rejected because of your heart. You look at that unacceptable man, and the criteria was heart. You are now associating him with pride and haughtiness. I say, I know the pride and haughtiness of thy heart. Rekeda, there's an adversity called wrong identity. Rebalakasa, Leborokasatia, Hashabodekese, Elekoda, Eliab, don't put on me an identity that is not mine. Herekodokosonde, Asato, Eliab, don't put on me an identity that's not mine. Hirokodobasa, it doesn't matter how many times I may have made that mistake, but that is still not my identity. Kereborokosokotoha, I'm not a failure, it's not my identity. Rekodebasaka, I'm not rejected, it's not my identity. To someone hearing my voice, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To someone hearing my voice, you are the battle axe of the Most High. To somebody hearing my voice, you are a sharp threshing instrument that has got teeth. For someone hearing my voice, you are the glory of the Father in the season. For someone hearing my voice, you have been capacitated with the seven spirits of God. Somebody hearing my voice, you are full of power. You are full of grace. You are full of everything that pertaineth to life and godliness. And on these assurances, I came to announce, I came to speak every wrong identity on you. The same way Joshua the high priest showed up with the wrong garment, with the wrong identity, and the first thing the Lord did was to take away the wrong identity. Whether you put it on yourself or the enemy put it on you, oh Barakaza, you know what? What you think of yourself is not who you are. You've been assessing yourself from the wrong identity. Le Barakaza, you are the king's kid. I came to announce, let every wrong identity tear by fire, tear by fire, tear by fire, tear by fire. The abandoned, that's not who I am. The aborter, that's not who I am. The fornicator, that's not who I am. Amarabaraka, somebody turned that wrong identity, wrong identity. The prayerless you, Arakadabaza, Adekosa, the man that does not study the word, that's not who you are. I command the wrong identity be torn off you by fire, be torn off you by fire, be torn off you by fire. Father, we bless your name for these adversities and adversaries that has been crushed, that has been destroyed. We put them on our feet. We march on them. We march on them. We march on them. It is time to enter into ceaseless opportunities. It is time to embrace destiny. No arrow from the pit of hell will hijack what God is doing in our lives. We announce it is done. Nothing missing and nothing broken. We give you all the praise, Jesus. We give you all the honor, Father. Thank you for what you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.